Today is Friday, July 19th. What to know about new tensions with Iran and violent protests in Puerto Rico. Plus, we're talking minimum wage, Netflix, and the first Alexa-powered board game. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another tense situation between the U.S. and Iran. This time, the U.S. military brought down one of Iran's drones in the Strait of Hormuz. That's a key transit point for a lot of the world's oil supply in the Persian Gulf region. President Trump told reporters it was self-defense, that Iran's drone came too close to a U.S. ship. It was apparently about 1,000 yards away. And the president says the drone ignored repeated warnings before it was destroyed. The AP reports Iran's foreign minister seemed to deny it happened, saying the country has, quote, no information about losing a drone. Remember, things have been tense between the two countries for a while now. Iran took down a U.S. drone in the Persian Gulf region last month, saying it was in protected airspace. Now, it's unclear what comes next. More protests are planned in Puerto Rico today, and they already turned violent this week. It's all an effort to get Puerto Rico's governor to step down. Reuters reports people are angry over messages from a group chat that were published publicly. Governor Ricardo Rossello apparently wrote some vulgar things, including misogynistic and homophobic comments. Tens of thousands of people have been protesting since last weekend, but still the governor says he's not going anywhere. He admits what he said was, quote, improper, and he has apologized. But he says he did not do anything illegal, so he's staying put and focusing on other goals. Now the protests are getting more intense. Police used tear gas and pepper spray to break up the crowds in San Juan after some people started throwing firecrackers at police. And some people broke through barricades to try to get into the governor's mansion. ABC News reports that got President Trump talking about the protests for the first time, calling the people of Puerto Rico great, but saying their leadership is corrupt. Some officials there have been critical of Trump in the past. More to come on this one. The federal minimum wage has not gone up in a decade, but some lawmakers are trying to change that and even double it. The House voted yesterday to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour from $7.25 as it is now. Under the House-approved plan, the pay requirement would gradually phase in over the next 6 years. But it probably won't actually become law. Even though the Democrat-led House gave the thumbs up, the Republican-led Senate likely will not go for it. And CNBC reports even if the Senate did go for it, the White House has said President Trump would veto it. The Hill reports Republicans are worried that raising the minimum wage so much might actually cause people to lose their jobs because companies would not be able to afford to pay as many people. But Democrats say this change would bring 1 million people out of poverty and struggling workers simply need to be paid more. Either way, don't expect a change right now. To be clear, we're talking about the federal minimum wage, which would mean a pay requirement nationwide that is different than some states choosing to increase the minimum wage just for their own state. It's day two of the British Open, the oldest of the four major golf championships, and all eyes are on Tiger Woods. The Bleacher Report says he did not do well yesterday in day one. He ended with one of the worst single-round scores in a major tournament. CBS Sports reports Woods even warned everyone before he played, saying his game was not where he wanted it to be, but he was going to play anyway. All right, we have a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Zola, the easiest wedding registry, and so much more. Zola offers all the tools you need for planning your wedding all in one place, making the process easy, efficient, and saving you so much time. I wish I knew about Zola when I got married. It would have kept me organized and less stressed. And I would have loved to have some more interesting things on my wedding registry at all different price points. With Zola, you can create funds for anything you want, from your honeymoon to your future home. Plus, you can register for gift cards to your favorite brands and, of course, get all of the typical things on wedding registries as well. So have your dream Airbnb getaway next to some high-quality kitchenware. And you can put that registry right on your free wedding website with Zola, which takes just minutes to set up. So join 500,000 couples who have used Zola and get started with your free wedding website. And the Newsworthy listeners can get $50 off your registry on Zola. Just go to Zola.com/newsworthy. That's Zola.com/newsworthy, spelled Z-O-L-A, Zola.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. Tomorrow marks exactly 50 years since the first humans walked on the moon. Astronaut Neil Armstrong stepped foot on the lunar surface and said that famous quote, "One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." Hundreds of millions of people around the world were tuned in for this historic moment on TV. It was July 20th, 1969. Vox says the mission was a huge engineering accomplishment and also led scientists to better understand our solar system. And now, as we talked about in yesterday's Thing to Know Thursday interview, NASA hopes to send astronauts back to the moon by 2024 in a mission called Artemis, reaching the moon's south pole for the first time and keeping humans on and around the moon for longer, creating a more permanent human presence. The goal from there? Get to Mars. By the way, there are many events that have been happening all month in honor of the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, and this weekend is no different. The Verge has a full list of some events happening in major cities. I will link to it in today's show notes. Also celebrating 50 years in 2019, Sesame Street. And the beloved children's show just got a new honor. The LA Times reports it will be the first ever TV series to win a Kennedy Center honor. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts has awarded musicians, musical groups, movies, and TV stars, but never a TV show. Well, now Sesame Street will get that award, as well as a couple of Sesame Street actors, including Sally Field. Netflix lost U.S. subscribers for the first time in several years, and the streaming service claims it's because of higher prices, not competition. The AP says the service lost more than 125,000 subscribers from April to June after the most popular plan went up a few dollars. But USA Today reports Netflix at least expects 7 million more people to sign up next quarter since it's adding more content to attract more subscribers. We'll see. It's official, Toys R Us is making a comeback. Two new stores are set to open just in time for the holidays. CNN says the toy stores will open in high-end malls in Houston and New Jersey in November. Business Insider says the new locations will be smaller than the original, and customers will be able to interact with every toy for sale in the store. Remember, Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy in 2017 and was forced to liquidate and shut down all of its 700 stores in the U.S. True Kids now owns the brand and is making some changes. True Kids plans to open 10 stores by the end of next year. A new murder mystery board game just hit the market, and it's powered by Amazon's voice assistant, Alexa. VentureBeat says it's the world's first fully voice-activated board game designed for Amazon Alexa. It's called Saint Noir, and it's only available through Amazon. Engadget says players take on the role of a detective to solve a murder, visiting different locations in the game and talking to various characters to investigate. So where does Alexa come in? Well, it basically runs the game, playing the background sounds and voices. It will play more than 2,500 lines of dialogue performed by actors, playing 12 different characters in the game. You never actually hear Alexa's original voice. Saint Noir is available now on Amazon for $40, but be warned, it does not include the Alexa device. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening today, and thanks to those of you who will tell other people about the Newsworthy this weekend. I always recommend subscribing for them on their phones so they know how to find it and actually listen. It's also so fun to see you sharing the show on social media, so thank you. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just look for the links and sources in today's show notes. You can find that in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.